Sibble.
Happy Monday, Skipperoo.
All right, girl. Jab, J. Anthony Brown.
It is all going down, Skip, this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Baltimore Comedy Club. Yours truly.
What?
Yours truly.
Truly.
Bebo ain't ready.
Ooh.
And all the crab cakes he can eat.
All the crab cakes.
Get down with it. My man Tom Joyner, of course, on vacation.
Still on vacation. On vacation.
Yes.
Anybody suffering from that holiday weekend hangover? I could use a goodie paddle right now.
Is that right? All right, Skipperoo, tell us.
I'm with you, Skip. I think I indulged a little bit too much.
Well, my indulgence was kind of different, you know, like when you get together with your family and your real country, and you get out there and you got them young cats, and they want to race.
And you want to show them.
They want to race.
You show them.
You got caught up in.
So you get barefoot. Well, I mean, barefooted.
Yes. You fell in the all that ain't nothing zone, huh?
Y'all don't know nothing about no running, no racing.
Oh, I can't believe you fell in the all that ain't nothing.
I got caught up in it.
Fill in the place.
We need an echo, Sybil. The all that ain't nothing.
It is taking many old ass
players out, man.
Oh, but I'm hurting in places I didn't even know I had places.
Anymore, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Uncle Skip. Oh, that ain't nothing. Let me show you.
Y'all don't know nothing about no barefooted racing.
Okay, step, y'all. Oh, my goodness.
God. Did you have that and grab your...
All that. Hamstrings, Achilles, ankles.
Followed by help me.
Help me. Well, I do hope everyone had a great holiday weekend, a great 4th. What'd you overdose on?
The thing I'm heard, I'd weigh y'all asses out. better be glad.
Did you overdose on fireworks, on ribs, cookout, barbecue?
Oh, my God. Sybil, I don't know about you, Skip. I don't know about Sybil. I don't know where you guys were. First of all, I went to George Wallace's family reunion. We'll talk about that later.
That says enough.
But don't nobody do the 4th of July like white people. Do they do it?
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. You know, a lot of black folks, I don't celebrate because I wasn't independent. You know, I don't acknowledge. But
and white people go
in. They don't care. They got the parades at 8 o'clock in the morning.
And then, on top of it off, so the U.S. beat China. So they, oh my God.
Over Japan, the U.S. women's soccer team over Japan. Yeah.
Dressed in flags.
Oh my God. Oh, and poor Vancouver, they didn't know what the heck hit them because they had just,
man.
Wow.
They didn't beat them.
They wore that behind out.
And that was a good night for you, wasn't it?
Are protesting, Sybil.
They're protesting?
Yeah, because it's a not true. We can't make a fact if it's a true. But we're not. It's a good win. It's a good win. Right. So it's a no problem with the win.
It wasn't a butt whipping?
It's a butt whipping. But the reason is, I don't know how to say.
It is believed that
one or two of a girl on the American team might be lesbian. So it's not fair.
What does that have to do with them being able to play?
I'm just saying that they might be a lesbian.
And when did the L go to W? It's
they was being what?
It's a lesbian. That type. I'm not saying can make a proof, but the one or two might be lesbians. That's all I'll say about that.
And goodbye.
Okay. Yeah, goodbye.
And goodbye.
5 past the hour.